testimonials and testimonials and testimonials left and right. In fact, I just went to check my email, and I had over 50 of them that have come in. And so I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away. I can't ever check my email before I get on a conference call because I've just spent the last half an hour crying at the testimonials that have come in and the lives that have been massively changed for the better. And as you can tell, my voice is, like, really not there. We just spent 2 days with 100 people out in Sacramento, and it was an amazing, phenomenal group of people. We cried together. We laughed together. We got motivated together. We got over barriers together. We broke through hindrances in our businesses. We broke through to freedom in so many different areas. We broke through to freedom in our finances. We broke free from debt this weekend. We broke free from lies this weekend. We broke free from ego this weekend. We broke free from fear this weekend. We broke free from fear of talking to people, fear of failure, fear of making mistakes. We broke free of fear of rejection and humiliation. I mean, it was an outrageous powerhouse weekend, and I am so grateful for the group that was there and so sorry for the ones that did not get the chance to make it. And I hope and pray that you all will see me out in Dallas, Texas, because the momentum is beginning. And if you can just get underneath a funnel of momentum, it will impart into your life. And what we found out this weekend was that there was a major impartation of freedom into people's lives, a major impartation of faith that now is seen, faith that moves mountains, faith that breaks through barriers, faith that breaks through wanting to quit, faith that endures, perseveres, sticks it out, and casts out doubt. That's what happened over the last couple of days, and it was absolutely amazing. The results are blowing my mind, absolutely blowing my mind. And so I hope and pray that each and every one of you will see us in Dallas, Texas on April 17th and 18th. And don't procrastinate getting yourself registered. Don't procrastinate getting your flight booked. By faith, there was a man named David Gere who was out of, I believe, not Mississippi, somewhere over there on the East Coast, who by faith heard me on a conference call and knew that in order for his business to change, that he had to be out in California. Couldn't afford it, couldn't get the time off of work, and he booked the plane ticket 2 weeks in advance saying, I don't care, but I have to be there. And a class that he was supposed to be at the weekend of the seminar just so happens got canceled and moved to next week. Because he took a leap of faith, and he did what he had to be able to get his business to where it needed to be. He made that happen. So do not procrastinate. If you are planning on going, get yourself committed right now. Because in this business and in the life of trying to prosper and become successful and be the best that we can be, I'm telling you what, it takes commitment. It takes burning your bridges. It takes nexting your excuses. And sometimes when we leave a door open, it allows excuses to come in. And so if you've made the decision that Dallas, Texas is the seminar that you're going to be at, then get your plane ticket booked right now. Get online tonight at DannyJohnson.com and get yourself registered for that Dallas, Texas event. Because I'm telling you, we burnt the place up. And it wasn't because I'm a motivational speaker. That is not what I am. But I am a liberator at heart. And when we go through this two-day weekend and we show people the things that are stopping them from succeeding and we show people the hindrances in their life that are crossing over in their marriages, in their family life, and in their professional businesses, then they are released to break through into financial freedom and released to break through all of their insecurities, all of their lack of confidence, lack of self-worth, all of their ego and pride and all the other things that make them unteachable, puts them in a teachable state, and then they're off and running. Not because I motivate, because I believe motivation is nothing but what lasts in the seat, and as soon as they're gone, it's history. No, it's about changing your entire life and transforming it to being a winner professional network marketer and being a winner in the home-based business industry. And so tonight I'm going to talk about steps in overcoming fear, because that's what we saw this weekend. There were testimonials that came up to the front of the room who overcame adversity, overcame fear. And I'm talking about fear of failure, rejection, humiliation, and fear of making mistakes. Because in order for you to succeed at the level you want to, guys, you got to get this stuff behind you. And so here's 10 things real quick. I'm going to make it through quick because we're going to open the floor on the other half of the call for you to testify and to ask questions. to testify as to what had happened, what has happened in your business between the CDs that are a foundational training from the North Carolina training seminar that we had done, which we just got a powerful testimony on, or the conference calls that have helped you, whatever it is, because stories inspire other people. So here's number one. And Hans already gave you who I am, so if I haven't met you yet, I'm really sorry. Hopefully you listened to his intro and you know that I started in this business at the age of 19, was my first home presentation. Started to take it serious 2 months later when I turned 20. Failed the first 6 months, went to a training seminar, invested $1,500 into myself, into my future. And that $1,500 has paid me millions of dollars since then. That was the most powerful thing that I could have ever done to myself outside of accepting Christ as my Savior. And so the thing I'm telling you is that you must go. You know, there's a gentleman who came from Chicago area, Nick Trzycki, who heard my voice and heard me say, you've got to come. And he knew in his spirit that he had to be there. And the man, his jaw was on the floor the entire weekend. Not because I'm great, but because collectively as a team, we worked together and helped one another to get beyond the things that are stopping us, our wimpy, whiny, little wishy-washy excuses, and we pushed our commitment levels forward to launch us into the year 2004 and to launch us out of debt, to launch us into the things that we deserve, to launch us into the places that we know we need to be, into the person that we need to be, into the places that we need to go. I don't know what's gotten into me, but you guys have inspired me. There's 10 steps for overcoming fear. Number one, check out your environment. We are a product of our environment. When I was living on a beach in Hawaii, after my husband drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, I was 50 pounds overweight and completely homeless living on a beach in Hawaii. Thank God it was Hawaii and not Oakland, California. But I was homeless, destitute, broke, lost my dreams, vision, lost everything. Dignity, lost my faith, and I believed that I was a failure. With all of my heart, I believed that I was a failure. I condemned myself to mediocrity. I condemned myself to poverty with my mouth and with my thoughts and with my actions. Ooh. I condemned myself to being homeless because of my thoughts. Because of how I felt about myself, I condemned myself with fear. You've done with yourself. You're a loser just like your drug addict parents. You made some stupid mistakes in your life, but this one takes the cake, Danny. That's what I said to myself. You'll never amount to anything, just like your dad said. Who's gonna let alone like you when your father and your husband hate you? And I began to wallow in self-pity. I wallowed in self-pity. I let fear and doubt take out my passion for life, take out love. I let fear and doubt take out my drive. Fear and doubt took out my desire to be the best that I could be. It snuffed it out. You have doubt, you go without. And I remember being on that beach on Christmas Day, looking at the people I was hanging out with, and I yelled at myself. I yelled at myself because I was becoming a product of my environment, which was a bunch of people who were satisfied being mediocre, a bunch of people who were satisfied doing drugs, drinking every single night, going nowhere real fast, not having a vision, not having passion, not having desire. And I became my environment. Remembering the day that I said, I just want to be a cocktail waitress and be mediocre and average. I remember the day I gave up. We are a product of our environment. Some of your environments you need to change. So check out your environment. If you are overcome by fear, look at what surrounds you. Number two, doubt you go without. So you have to shut out doubt and release yourself into faith and walk by faith and not by sight, and you will watch your business explode. Doubt snuffs you out, but faith propels you into a future that you know that you want, that you desire for your children to follow in your footsteps of victory instead of mediocrity. Doubt You have to get over it. You have to get it out by replacing it with fear. Oh, gosh, replacing it with faith, not fear. Doubt produces fear because no action produces fear. You've got to next doubt and replace it with faith, 100% faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed could move this mountain of debt for you. You're going to hear from people later on who've done it. Number three is commitment. When you have doubt and fear and you live in an environment of people who are just committed to their television, your commitment level is not where it needs to be in order for you to succeed. So I have a question for you. Have you yet made the decision that this is it? Have you yet made the decision that no matter what it takes, you're going to make it? Or are you still on the fence? A fence straddler speaks like this. Well, if the first three people I talk to don't get started, then I'm going to quit. A fence straddler sounds like this. Well, if it doesn't work in the first 90 days, well, then it doesn't work, and it's the company's fault. Well, I'm going to go ahead and try. I'll try and see if I can do it. That's a fence straddler. Someone who is committed says, I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm giving it my best shot. It takes 5 years. The average traditional business takes 5 years to see a profit. Then why in the world do we expect this one to be any different? Why in the world? The deal is this, guys. Our commitment level has to be the same as the commitment level of the president and CEO and founder of the company you are representing today. His commitment level was strong enough to invest millions of dollars into an executive staff, millions of dollars into computer systems, software programs, millions of dollars into sales copywriters, millions of dollars into legal advice, attorneys on staff. Your CEO invested tens of thousands of dollars into the lease on his building, the employees that he pays for every month, the payroll people, the human resources people, the customer service people, the warehouse people, not to mention the millions of dollars invested into your product line, whatever that may be. And if it's a nutritionals, hello, you're looking at so much more. You're looking at legal people. You're looking at manufacturing facilities, which incorporates millions of dollars into robotics. Or the machines that make the stuff. You're talking the growers that produce the stuff that they put into the tablets that are inside your products if you're doing a nutritional line. We are talking about, do you at least have the same commitment level that the president, CEO, and founder of the company you are currently representing? Because if you don't, you need to get it. You need to get it. He did all the work, or she did all the work, took all the risk, and all it costed us was a measly application fee or maybe $1,000 for some product? If all your commitment level is what you put in a dollar business and you $2 million business, and that makes faith to have that size of a commitment level. Is your commitment level that strong, or are you going to quit the first wall that you hit? That rhymed. I wasn't even trying. Number four, surround yourself with like-minded people. You want to overcome fear? Surround yourself with like-minded people, but people of faith. A mighty faith, a strong faith, an enduring faith, a persevering faith, a faith that cannot see with his physical eyes but can see with his spiritual eyes where he's headed into his future. Surround yourself with people like that, because people of faith don't say, I'll try. People of faith don't say, this is too hard. I talked to 5 people and they all said no. People of faith don't sound like that. People of faith say, no matter what it takes, I'm giving it my best shot, and I will do whatever it takes to learn how to get good at my new profession. You know, guys, this has been my chosen profession for 15 years. 15 years ago, I chose to do this as a profession and figured if it took me 20 years to get it right, I would still do better than on any job that I could ever get with no education. I figured that if I messed up the income of the leadership in the company by 90%, I'd still be earning a six-figure income. If it took me 20 years to earn a six-figure income, I didn't care, because there was no job on the planet that would ever take me there. So surround yourself with like-minded people. Find them. If your environment and the people you are surrounding yourself with, let's say your upline are people who are unfocused, uncommitted, unteachable, reinventing the wheel, getting no results, and that's who your leadership is, hello, you're following them to a failure. And if, picture this for example, if this is what your surroundings look like, if this is what the like-minded looks like, your upline who's unteachable, unmotivated, and uncommitted, leading you. And then you have a sales force who are wimpy, whiny, weeny, whiny little people who are just totally complaining, murmuring, and ungrateful about everything that they have and saying, do I have to get on another conference call again? Why do I have to pay for another seminar? Why do I have to fly? No, that's not a business person. That is not a business person. That is a person looking for a hand out instead of a hand up. And then you've got your spouse who is unsupportive. So here you got unfocused leadership, a sales force who are whining, and a spouse who's unsupportive. How in the world do you expect to overcome fear? How do you expect for yourself to succeed? You can't. You are hurting yourself. Now, I'm not saying leave your spouse and quit your business and next your distributors. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying surround yourself with like-minded individuals of what you would like to become. Find somebody in your upline that succeeded and follow them. And I mean succeeding, not on trial. Have a track record is who you want to find. If you don't have that kind of an upline, let me be that upline, meaning not sponsorship-wise, but let me be the leader that leads you to success in your opportunity. You don't need to be in anybody else's opportunity. You need to be in your opportunity. And if you can't find a leader that you want to follow, I promise you I will lead you into six- and seven-figure incomes as long as you do what I tell you to do. I promise you'll get there just like thousands of other people have. Number five, no action is the breeding ground for fear. No action is the breeding ground for fear. So that means go to work. You want to overcome fear? Go to work. Some of us just need to pick up the phone to get over our barrier of fear of the phone. That's all we need to do is actually pick up the phone and do it. So just do it. No action breeds fear. Action breeds faith. Number six, constantly, and I mean constantly, listen to tapes and control what goes into your head. You know, back when I was homeless, and this is amazing, back when I was homeless, I had let my brain get so filthy, dirty, so sick and pathetic and disgusting, filled with despair, depression, even suicidal thoughts. That's what was running through my head, all the mistakes I'd ever made, what a loser I thought I was. That's what was in my head. And it dawned on me, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to get out of being homeless if I keep thinking like this. Keep acting like this, talking like this, because you know that your thoughts cause you to act a certain way and speak a certain way. And so what happened was is I started listening to audio cassettes 24/7. 24/7. And in those 4 days, the first day that I started it, I made 10 sales. The day before that, made zero. And I did this for 4 days and sold 40 programs that I had and made $2,000 in that 10 hours that I worked my business from the trunk of a car in a payphone booth. My thoughts then, rather than reminding me of all my mistakes and where I was and how horrible I was, I had to find one thing that was stimulating to me that I could be grateful. Just one thing, because I was homeless, a female homeless in a strange area. Could you imagine how frightening that is? Can you even come to that place of fright, of not knowing you're going to be raped that night? Not knowing that someone's going to steal the rest of what you have left? Do you even have a clue? And that had to be overcome. And it took one thought to say, Danny, you may have a whole disaster in your life, but one thing that you've got is you live in paradise. You live in Hawaii, a place that people spend their entire life savings to come to for just a week, and you live here. And I convinced myself that it was by my choice that I was in Hawaii, and it was an adventure. And that was the only thing I allowed myself to think about. Every time a bad thought would come in, I would replace it with that one. You have to take captive every thought. And in the beginning, some of you are going to have to listen to tapes while you sleep. In the beginning, you may. And then eventually, you cannot listen to them at night, but you better listen to them during the day. I'll tell you, I'll make a confession here. As soon as I had all that success, I totally got unteachable. I thought, I don't just listen to tapes anymore. And I stopped listening to them altogether, and my check went down. So don't even try to go there with me. The tapes don't make a difference. They make all the difference in the world. On the note of tapes, There are CDs on my website, DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com. It's a North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina CDs. It's a First Steps to Success seminar on CD. Every single one of you need to have that. We've gotten hundreds and hundreds of testimonials of people breaking through into freedom and success by listening to those CDs. Don't you want to be one of them? You need to listen to them. Those are the foundation for your business. They are the foundation for every area of your business. It's the beginning. It's the crumbs. It's what you need when you get started. Then once you already have the Raleigh, North Carolina CDs, we just released 3 new CDs. One CD is on closing, specifically one whole hour straight on closing. And there's a script, a closing script on that CD. Another CD on recruiting cold leads, working leads, like when you buy leads from ROM Success, for example. When you buy leads from ROM Success and you're purchasing leads, this CD will help you work those leads. Then another one on creating stories, which is the lifeblood of your business. It is absolutely important. When you are creating stories in your business, then you know you are succeeding because your people are making money. And there is an art to creating success stories in your personal sales force, and that is another CD. I cannot tell you how important it is to have all 3 of those, because all 3 of those will take you into another level, another notch of professionalism, another notch in your business that will raise your income, raise your closing ratios, raise your ratios of motivating your sales force. That'll be in there. So you have to start with the foundation of the tapes from North Carolina, then add to it. Get some French fries with that burger. You know you want them. So number 6, listen consistently. If you don't like mine, then hello, find somebody else's that you do like. Someone else that captivates you. Someone else that causes you to think. Someone else that causes you to move. Causes you to look at your life. Find somebody that moves you. Number 7, stay involved. Invest in your education. This is the number 7 way to overcome fear. You must stay involved. Involved in events like the First Steps that we just did in Sacramento. When you don't stay involved on these conference calls, for example, you don't stay involved with your company conference calls, for example, you don't stay involved with literature, you don't stay involved with working your business, then you get beat up, your attitude goes down. When your attitude goes down, your check goes down. So you must stay plugged in. I am not kidding. I don't care what you have to invest into your education. It's the best investment that you could ever make into your future. And I'm not saying that because that's the business that I'm in. I'm saying that because it's the truth. It's what I had to do. Can you imagine if I had not invested that first $1,500? I wouldn't be married to Hans today. I wouldn't have the 5 children that I have today. I wouldn't have the relationship that I have with God today. I would have quit had I didn't get involved. So there's 2 options here. Either you quit because you're deciding you can't afford to get involved, or you find a way to get involved, and I promise you, it will pay off. It is the only investment that I know of personally, and Hans and I have invested into the stock market and lost lots of money doing that and made lots of money doing that. But what I will tell you is this, if you do not continually invest in yourself, I promise you that you're heading on the wrong path. You must continue growing for your check to grow. You must grow more personally in order for your check to grow. I have a friend of mine named Tom Challen who came to my seminar back in late August, who had been completely was in a bad situation for about a year, and stopped listening to his self-help, stopped working on himself, stopped listening to tapes and things that would help him to stay focused and committed and to sharpen his skills. He stopped and wound up destitute broke. Wound up almost having to lose his vehicle. His vehicle was being repossessed. Went into his house as he's watching his navigator be taken away and his daughter saying, where are they taking our car, Daddy? Went on the computer, went to DaniJohnson.com and started playing the conference calls like the one you're hearing right now and started listening to them over and over and over again. And in the next 6 weeks made $20,500. So don't make this mistake that Tom and I did by not listening to them. Not getting involved, because when you do not get involved in events, your check is going down. That's the reality. And I'm not saying that you guys have to be involved every single month. Some of you, if you want to build it fast, yes, you need to be involved every single month. Those of you who want to build it slower, be involved once every 3 months. Come up with a plan that you know you can do. It depends on how fast you want to go. Number 8, you need to practice. Practice will overcome fear. get yourself 1,000 leads, cheap leads, 3 cent, 30 cent leads. I don't know what the cheapest lead is that you can find, and practice. Danny, but why? Because I want you to go get 1,000 no's. Because once you get 1,000 no's, then let me tell you what's going to happen. You'll have your script memorized. You will be yourself on the phone and not some slimy, slick salesperson. You will be more comfortable on the phone, and guess what? You will have the posture that you could care less whether or not they get started if your job is to go get 1,000 no's. That is your job. If you are in the very beginning stages of working leads, go get 1,000 cheap leads and use their time for your practice. It is an investment into your education, and it is absolutely important. Every actor, every performer, every singer, every professional ball player, every professional business person invested into themselves and lost first before they learned how to gain. You must invest into your profession. Number 9, never, ever, ever quit. Quitting cannot be an option. And if it is an option, then you have no commitment to your life. No commitment to your future, no commitment to being the best that you can be, and no commitment to the spirit of excellence that dwells within you. Never quit. It cannot be an option. I can't imagine where I would be today if I had quit. I can't imagine. You know, it blows my mind. Every day I read emails of testimonials that are coming through from these calls, from the CDs, from the seminars, of people's lives being transformed. Formed and seeing fruit within days of using what they've learned. What that does in my heart, how God uses that to fulfill my heart is amazing. The passion that started in August that now has been like fanned to a burning blaze like the one that was in San Diego last summer. That wouldn't be there if I had quit. And I didn't invest in my education. I almost quit after 6 months of failing. And I'm so blessed I did not quit. Don't quit. When you're about to quit is when you're about to break through something huge. When you're about to quit is when there's about to have a breakthrough happening in your life. Number 10, you need to realize that if you don't do this deal, what's going to happen? You know, it kind of reminds me of the guy who has heart disease running through his family, and he's lost 5 or 6 people to a heart attack, and yet he makes no changes in his life, and his reigning thought is this: it won't happen to me. That's his reigning thought. It won't happen to me. You know what's wrong with human beings? They think they're invincible. We're not. And guess what happens to the guy who thought he wouldn't have the heart attack? He does. And as he's sitting there on his deathbed, he has massive regret, wishing he had made changes, wishing he had seen the signs, wishing that he had paid attention and obeyed, but didn't. Now there was a big change in his life, and it will never be the same again. Like the woman who has breast cancer running through her family, and she's thinking, it won't happen to me. And doesn't make changes, doesn't change her diet, doesn't add antioxidants. And guess what happens? It happens to her. When she has to have a mastectomy, and she's walking around lopsided, is when she's saying, I wish I would have seen those signs. God was trying to tell me, and I would not obey, and I would not listen. It's the same with all of us who have a home-based business that had been praying and asking for an opportunity to get out of debt, praying and asking for a financial breakthrough. And yet here we have a business, and we don't take it seriously. And we think, oh, well, if this doesn't work, I'll be okay on my job. It'll be okay. We live in an okay house. It's all right that my kids can't go to college. It's all right. They could just pay for themselves through a community college. It's okay that we can't take our kids to places around the world that we want to. We could just watch the Discovery Channel. There will be a day of regret. There will be that day if you don't make the commitment, if you don't change your environment, if you don't surround yourself with people of faith, if you don't next doubt by going to work and putting into some action, if you don't control your thoughts by listening to tapes, and if you don't stay involved, I promise you, fear will overcome you. And I promise you that you will reach that same day of regret, just like the guy with the heart attack and the woman with the breast cancer, where you will look back and you will kick yourself. And you will say, I bought my excuses, and I bought into the lie of fear instead of going all out massive action and doing what I know I should do. And when you come to the end of that place, you will say, I didn't live my life to the fullest. I didn't give it my best shot, and my family has suffered because of it. There will come that day where there will be massive regret when you have settled for less just because of being afraid of a stupid phone. Because of being afraid of a guy on a list of leads or one of your friends. A guy on the other end of the phone who is sitting in his boxer shorts and has a permanent fixture in the living room sitting on his lazy boy chair watching his favorite 12 reruns that he watched the night before. And you are afraid of what he's going to say to you. You're afraid he is going to say no. Or the woman who's whining and in self-pity and has allowed depression to enter her life and she's become negative and distracted by every possible thing that she could become distracted by. And she has no vision, no focus, no commitment, no nothing. She just wants to put out everybody else's dreams. And you're afraid of what they're going to say. And you gave up the future that you desire for your family because of the opinion of two strangers who might have said no, so you don't even pick up the phone. Let me tell you something. Fear is a lie. And it's something very simple to overcome. In fact, all 10 of these suggestions I've given you to overcome fear, you only need one of them. One can help you to overcome fear. If you are as bound up as I was, you need to do all 10. All 10. If you're not sure how bound up you are, do all 10 anyway, just in case. Do whatever it takes to overcome this fear. Do whatever it takes to break through into absolute victory. To have a life exhilarating of faith. Let life be an adventure instead of a mundane, robotic, day-in and day-out autopilot thing. Life is not supposed to be a 9-to-5 job and a Blockbuster video with numbed-out emotions. We are to get the fullest that we could ever get out of it. We've got one shot at this life, guys. Let's give it our best shot. Let's overcome things and show others how to overcome. Let's lead by example and become the best people that we can be. Not worried about what other people think, not worried about being laughed at or humiliated or making mistakes. I would be more afraid of how my life would turn out if I didn't do this business than if I did. I'd be way more afraid of not getting on the phone because that person that I might be meeting might be another Joanne and Rick Harvey, might be another Harold Rodney, a Carla Gardner, a Tom Challen and a Kerry Russell, might be another Hans Johnson, a John Pawlenty. Might be another Brett Rademacher, another John Green. I mean, these are all very successful people. And we could be missing out on blessing them because of our own fear. What if the woman that got me to answer her ad didn't place that ad? And what if she didn't call me back? What if she didn't answer the phone out of fear? Can you imagine what I would have been robbed? Not only millions of dollars, but my husband and my children. I would have been robbed by her fear. Don't let your fear rob somebody else of a massive, exhilarating life. Because that's what we're doing when we don't pick up the phone. We are robbing people of a life that they may have set before them in our industry. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about this. Very passionate about overcoming. And I've done a lot of it in my life. I encourage you to do the same. There are some people that are on the call tonight that have overcome some things. And in our training seminar in Dallas, for example, we will be talking about debt reduction and how to get out of debt and stirring a passion within you that will make it a game for you to where you desire it more than you desire spending. That it's more exhilarating for you to pay down that credit card debt than it is for you to buy another pair of shoes you don't need. Could you imagine? Could you just imagine for a minute? Living in a house where you don't owe a dime on? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Driving a car you don't owe a dime on? Can you imagine not having any credit card debt, waking up in the morning and knowing you know you owe no one a dime. You would breathe deeper. Your risk of heart attack would be dramatically downsized by 90%. Your risk for a stroke would be dramatically downsized, and so would cancer. Stress is the cause of all of it. You would live longer if you didn't have the stress and burden of the bond slave of debt. So I'm going to open up my call right now. Listen, if you guys have any background noise at all, kids crying, you're washing dishes, your husband watching television, you've got noise from driving, freeway noise from driving on a cell phone. If you have any kind of loud music, whatever, the blender in the kitchen, toilet flushing, we know some of you do that while you're on my call. Whatever it is, you can press *6 and your line will be muted. But if you want to talk, you'll have to press *6 again so that we could hear you. I will not be able to hear you if you press *6. But Joanne, Harold Rodney, and Carla, and Tom, and Carrie, I would like it if you're on my call right now, if you were able to get in, I want you to make sure that you don't *6 your line unless you have this kind of background noise, because I want you guys to inspire the rest of the group by just telling your story. I'm going to interview you real quick, and I want them to hear what you have done, what you have accomplished, because it made a change in my life yesterday. It impacted me in a way that you have no idea how it impacted me. There's nothing more rewarding than for me to see the fruit of my labor in you and to see that you've listened and you've applied, and now your life has gotten so much better since you've done that. And you guys are going to be shocked with what you hear. Hold on one second. I'm going to unmute my lines altogether. Okay, we are now live.
Excuse me, Danny. Real quick, this is Robert from Riverside. What was number 10?
Number 10 was realize that if you don't do this, that you will regret it. It's the realization, it's the revelation of, if I don't get serious about my business, then my outcome is absolute mediocrity and defeat. A life filled with fear, stress, disaster, self-destruction, depression, and despair.
Oh, my sister says, thank you for your signature, your autograph.
I know who you are now.
Yes. She says, thank you very much for your autograph.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for the honor of having me sign that and tell her I said hello. Okay, Joanne Harvey, where are you? Joanne, I can't hear you. If you *6 your line, I know she came in. Aw. I know I heard her in the intros. Harold Rodney, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's so awesome. Harold, you whispered something in my ear last night, and I wanted to punch you because you didn't get up there and tell this to the whole group. Now you're going to tell everybody.
Yeah,
Harold, can you tell us, you heard this training about a year and a half ago, and you started to work on this thing that you've done with your business. You've been in network marketing for a couple of years, and then you heard about what you can do with that income and also what you can do in your personal life to get yourself out of debt. Can you please tell everybody what the size of your debt was and what you did and where you're at now?
Yeah, I just added it up to January of last year, 2003. It was $58,500. And January of this year is down to $14,000. It's coming down lower faster all the time. And as you said, just looked at my expenses and where I was spending things I didn't need to spend. I just stopped doing it, put it on the credit cards. And it was fantastic. I eliminated a few extra things, and I did exactly what you did in training there, and it helped me in so many different ways. It's really unbelievable.
Harold, how do you feel dropping a debt $44,000?
I feel great. It's a very good relief off my shoulders and everything else. It's made me feel better. I can think better. I can start to realize there's someplace out there above the hole there I was in. And it makes you feel a lot better when you don't hold somebody's arm and leg.
How do you feel?
Amen. Harold, this is what I would suggest to you, is that I want you in your business presentations that you're doing and when you're talking to prospects and when you're talking, because I know that you run a good retail business, that's really been your focus is your products. Harold, every opportunity that you get when you are talking about your company, Harold, I want you to tell people what you've done with your debt. Because everybody wants to get out of debt. There isn't anybody on this call that is in debt that likes being in debt. There's nobody. And so every time you retail some of your products, I want you to say, you know what, by the way, I just want you to know that this little business that I have, I use it to help myself get out of debt, as well as the training seminar that I've been to that taught me how to do that, and I've downsized some things, and I was able to get pay down my debt $44,000 in 1 year. Harold, you'll have people jumping into your business left and right. You will move that awesome retail business that you have, and you will convert those retail customers into distributors because of that inspiration and that word of encouragement that you'll give them, that you'll tell them, I started at $58,500 in a debt 1 year ago, and I got it down to $14,000 from two things. I went to a training seminar that taught me how to get rid of it, and in that training seminar taught me how to build a network marketing business through this product line, and between the two, I've been able to pay off $44,000 worth of debt.
Can you get the toilet paper?
So, the toilet paper. Did I hear somebody say toilet paper? I think I did. I knew I was... Okay, anyway, so Harold Rodney, thank you so much for that inspirational comment. That is so amazing to me. Did Joanne Harvey, by any chance, unmute her line? Carla Gardner, are you out there? You know what? They are in the same place, and I know it. It's too...
I'm here.
Carla, you're there.
I'm here.
Carla?
Yes.
Can you please tell everybody what you have done with your business because of going to First Steps to Success, learning about this thing that we teach in that seminar we taught yesterday, and what have you done with it?
Well, do you want me to go back prior to and how I got where I got?
Yes.
Okay. Prior to getting started in our networking business, my husband lost his job of 30 years, and as a result of that, we went in debt on credit cards for living expenses, $65,000. It was about the same, about a year later, we got plugged into these trainings, and Hans showed us the debt reduction program. And after 3 years of applying, it seemed very, very slow to us. It was like taking bites out of an elephant, but we just plugged away at it. And sometimes we backslid, sometimes we doubled up. But we were able to go reduce those credit cards down to $20,000 now. And what we did was we used half of our tax return money, and that was as a result of having a home-based business. Rather than paying taxes, we got money back. We would save half of it for us, and half of it we would use for debt reduction money as well. And then our network business money we would use for fund money and additional debt reduction money. So we didn't do without while we were reducing our debt.
So awesome. Now, Carla, I want to ask you something, because when we were driving home last night, I asked Hans, when did you actually do this? When did we formulate this training on this? And he remembers it being 2 years ago, Carla.
Two.
And I'll talk to you later as to why. You will remember when I tell you this one little sentence. It's when your company changed over and started a new marketing plan.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago in Sacramento.
Wow.
So it hasn't been three. Isn't that trippy?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
So that is exciting. So in 2 years, you paid down $45,000 worth of debt.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that we did, and it's totally as a result of the training session, because I remember one of the exercises we used. I don't know if you remember the black dot.
Yep.
And putting your nose on the black dot, and all you see is the big, horrible monster head. Well, rather than looking at that, we started looking at the positive results that we were getting and not the big picture. We were focusing on the positive, not the negative. And it was just amazing how quickly it was coming down.
It goes fast once you get focused. And I remember you saying yesterday about how, you know, you used to love to spend money on things that didn't really matter, and now you just love not doing that.
Yeah,
the rush.
I'm still tempted sometimes, but then I think, well, wait a minute. Do I want to go through this living hell again? No. I don't.
Lord knows that. And you've been able to still have tons of fun because you're using you have a little fun account that you guys keep, and I know you bought a beautiful ring to reward yourself.
Yep, and we just bought a new car.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, is Joanne, did she figure out how to star six her line yet? I guess not, but I'll tell you a story. I talked to her earlier today, and her testimony is very powerful. Yesterday, she, in front of everybody, she came up to me and told me what she had done when she had learned about this 2 years ago, and that she began to start reducing her debt and working her business in that way and focusing on that kind of thing. And she's paid off $18,000 worth of debt in the last 2 years, and check this out, paid cash for two cars. Instead of going and financing two new cars at a bank, they went and paid cash for them instead. With their network marketing business money, they've been able to pay down debt plus reward themselves at the same time, to the tune of $18,000. Now check it out. Her husband was in the room. He had no idea that she paid off five credit cards, and she was waiting for the right time to tell him what she had been doing without him knowing. And was that ever the right time? The man broke down. He absolutely broke down. He was absolutely dumbfounded. It looked like he won the lottery and he was about to have a heart attack. But 1,000 pounds of pressure was lifted off to him when she told everyone in front of the room, my husband doesn't know this, but I've paid off five credit cards in the last 2 years. Isn't that absolutely awesome? What a gift you women can give your husbands who, like Rick Harvey, has worked his tail off for the last 40 years as a paint contractor, for providing for his family with his hands and his feet. And here she gave him that gift of paying down that debt for him and took that burden off of his back. And she says they still have more to go, but how beautiful that they were able to reward themselves, and instead of, you know, financing something else, they paid cash for it and then paid down that $18,000 worth of debt. So that is very exciting. Is Tom Challen on the phone? What about Carrie Russell?
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Carrie. Hey, Carrie, I just want you very, very quickly to share what's been happening in your business since you've been partaking in the seminars since the very beginning, and talk about fear. You were crippled with it. Being an international flight attendant, you were about to become a single mother, which meant that you were going to leave your child with somebody else for 9 straight days at a time because of, as an international flight attendant, you fly across the world, and you were crippled with fear, and you had just a little bit of savings to sustain you for just a few first months of your daughter's life. I want you to tell them what you did with it and how fast you did that. I mean, when did you hear about the training seminar and hear about your business, and then what were the steps that you took to get there? And I have like 2 minutes if you can.
Oh, wow.
I know. So,
okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I got started in June of 96. I was at a you know, desperate point in my life. If I didn't do something different, yeah, that was going to be the result. So got started with the success pack. I did not have the $1,800, as most of you don't. And it felt like I was jumping off a cliff. But my sponsors kept telling me, you got to come to this training. I said, I had all the excuses in the world. And I finally came 3 months later and just took two friends with me. And that training completely changed my life. That first month was able to make $1,600, and I thought, wow, maybe I will actually be able to stay home. And it was like seeing a little light at the end of a very dark tunnel. It was scary becoming a mom by yourself. And then, you know, I never missed a training. In 4 solid years, my second month made about $2,000, and have never made less than $2,000 a month in this business since that month. It's been 7.5 years now. I did remarry, and my husband and I started Lewis, and I worked this business together for several years. And what it did for us is we have 4 children, and this business has supported a family of 6 now for the last several years. And it has kept us both home full-time as a family with our being parents to our children. And that's absolutely the most amazing thing this business and this training has done for us. Not to mention the training and everything we've learned in the training has helped to keep us married, helped to keep us, it's given us the skills to become amazing parents, which we dedicate ourselves to every day. We've made a ton of money, and my husband works very part-time out of the house now because of this business. And it has impacted our lives in so many different ways. And Danny, the way that you teach to make money and then the way that you teach to keep money is so incredibly valuable, and I thank you for that, because the lessons on keeping it is hitting me so right between the eyes right now. And I'm excited. I'm so excited about what I took home this weekend to apply. I mean, this has been 8 years now that I've been doing this business and that I've known Danny, and learning. So thank you, Danny. It's impacted our lives incredibly.
Awesome. Thanks, Carrie, for sharing that story. Hold on one second. Anyway, you guys, I hope that you pulled away with something from this call tonight and some bit of inspiration from other people who've been to First Steps to Success and the things that they've gotten out of it. And we're talking, these are everyday average folks who are plugging away at a network marketing business. And rather than making money just to spend it on foolish things, their first priority is to get out of debt. They've done that and still have been able to reward themselves at the same time. And to me, that is so exciting. That's a full life change, if you can imagine. So if you really, really, really want that this time next year is different, then I want to see you in Dallas, Texas. Go to my site now and get yourself registered now. Don't procrastinate. And don't come to that training seminar alone. As soon as you get yourself registered, you need to get on the phone and start talking to people about it. Tell them these testimonials that that you heard tonight. Tell them the testimonials that are on my site. Just send them to my site. There's 200 testimonials on our website from people who have been a part of this training. And you have to hear me. This is not because I'm great at what I do. It's because it's a team effort that is in that room. It's all of us working together to help each other bust through these hindering thoughts and hindering barriers and bad habits and lack of skill and helping to impart great professional skill into each other's lives. And it's going to be a powerful seminar in Dallas, Texas. And so I cannot urge you enough, go now. Get yourself registered. If you really, really want breakthrough into a life of freedom in all areas of your life, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, then you must be there. If you truly desire to work as a professional, and we had an email come in, this guy said, where were you 8 years? He goes, I've been investing into training for 8 years, and nothing's ever helped me like this First Step seminar does. He said, he goes, you say it takes 6 months off your business? That thing would have taken 8 years off my business. The man's business is exploding for the first time in 8 years that he's been in network marketing. Exploding. His closing ratios have gone through the roof. And he said, I'm so excited because I'm making friends and not just selling people stuff. And that's what you'll learn there, is how to build relationships and build friendships with people that are everlasting, to have a nice, solid business that will pay you dividends in the future that you can leave behind for your children. So anyway, other than that, I want to bless you. You have an awesome week this week. You guys be blessed. Have awesome production and leap by faith and walk by faith and not by sight this week. Overcome fear by replacing it with faith. Raise that commitment level. Surround yourself with great people and make sure that you come to that revelation that you do this and there's no other way but then to succeed. God bless you. Have an awesome week and thank you guys so much for being on this call. And if everyone could say good night and God bless all at once, we will bless everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Great call.